Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have Sesame Street live tickets that we're going to give away this morning. We got a 4-pack Family Fun Entertainment going down at the Merrill. What's the date on that show?
It is the 16th, so next week.
Ooh. And you'll get to see all your favorite Sesame Street characters. And for this 4-pack of tickets for the Family Fun Entertainment, we want to know what?
Who's your favorite Sesame Street character?
207-807-1104. Favorite Sesame Street character is?
The Count. I love him. I think that's where my fascination with all things weird and the undead and vampires and ghosts really started. Because I saw that on TV and I said, I really like this and I wish he was on the screen more.
Give the Count more screen time.
Yeah, for real. That's how I felt as a toddler. I was like, where's he at?
Favorite.
Bring him out.
Sesame Street character could earn you Sesame Street Live tickets. I'm going Cookie Monster is where my heart is at.
Mm-hmm.
I have two.
Okay.
Cookie Monster, because I like to be a Cookie Monster myself.
Duh. Yeah, we witnessed it firsthand here after those Girl Scout cookies were dropped off.
Yeah, I ate all those. I also like Oscar the Grouch because he just like chills in a trash can.
Mm-hmm. So relatable.
But I do have a special connection with Elmo.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
The puppeteer for Elmo has the same name as me. So if you Google my name, it pops up as Elmo.
What? I'm going to do that right
my
now.
My real name.
I won't tell. Oh my God. That's actually hilarious.
Yeah.
And I love that that's what pops up.
Well, you can figure out my real name if you just Google Elmo puppeteer.
That's great. You should tell people that.
I've gotten followers on socials or like on Facebook specifically where you can get where it's under my real name.
Yeah.
Facebook people will hit me up and I'm like, I'm clearly not Elmo. I'm not the puppeteer that is Elmo. But hey, we got the same name. So
what can you do?
Shouts to that guy. Great name. I'm like sitting there being like, please don't turn into like a perv. Please don't have a scandal, you know?
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that. No. That would never happen.
It's like quiet on set. The truth behind Elmo's puppeteer. And I'm like, no.
That's not going to happen.
But what happens when that does happen to other people?
There's always a post where they're like, hey, this is not me. Stop sending me hate.
Stop sending me death threats.
Yeah. The internet is a crazy place.
I mean, he could very well be saying the same thing about me.
He may not like to be associated with you.
Maybe.
Think about that.
I don't think it's against company policy for them to go hang out in Gag City late at night. You know how there's Disney adults? There's not like Sesame Street adults, is there?
There might be. SZA was just on an episode.
Yeah, but it's cool to like be like, oh my God, I grew up watching this. It's another thing to be like still watching it when you don't have children.
You'd be surprised. People have their comfort shows.
I don't know. I don't think they should be let into the Merrill Auditorium if they don't.
Oh my God. Let's give these tickets away, please. All right. People are waiting.
I need to get some sleep. Hot Radio Maine, hello.
Hi, how are you guys today?
I am great. I don't know how Tara is. How are you?
I'm surviving.
How are you doing? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Haley and I'm from Portland.
All right, Haley in Portland. Favorite Sesame Street character is?
I definitely love Kermit the Frog. He is just different. And I grew up having, all my friends did not like him. But I always had, like, this little frog stuffed animal that I still have with me today that my boyfriend's like, what the hell is that raggedy little frog thing? And it just brings back memories of my childhood watching that show all the time. But Elmo's got to be up there, too.
I am so mind blown right now because I did not realize that Kermit the Frog was on Sesame Street. I'm looking it up. Sure enough, he was there.
What did you think he was? Like a Jim Henson?
Just the Muppets. I thought he had his own Muppets movie. He was his own entity. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was on Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Was he on it as a guest or was he actually a full blown character?
No, he was on like multiple episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She's not lying.
Was Miss Piggy on Sesame Street?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
She's a little too aggressive.
He's like had multiple jobs in his life, Kermit the Frog.
He was booked and busy.
Yeah, kind of like all of us, honestly, because he's just the most realist character, I feel
right?
like, honestly.
Yeah. I like, if we're going Muppets, I like, Beaker! Beaker!
That's awesome.
Do you have kids?
I have a little brother and a little sister that I watch a lot, so they would love to go.
Aww.
All right, let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets so you can bring them.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's going to be a blast out there. What's the date again, Tara?
It is the 16th, so next Tuesday.
All right, you're babysitting the kids, and you're bringing them to Sesame Street Live at the Merrill. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Now my mom can finally get a break, too.
Aww.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time, man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Maine was one of the many states in the path of totality for April 8th's solar eclipse. Saw your mom in totality.
Wow, you're going to steal that show? You would.
Who said that?
Spose posted a selfie of himself wearing the eclipse glasses and said, just saw your mom in totality. And I laughed so hard over a dumb little joke. I thought it was hilarious.
The event drew thousands of visitors, the actual eclipse, not staring at your mom, to vacation land for the 115-mile-wide path. Path of Totality included places like Rangeley, Jackman, Carrabassett Valley, and Baxter State Park. It did not include 89 Mussey Road in Scarborough. I'll tell you that much, because we walked outside and it barely got a shade darker out here.
Okay, I would disagree with that a little bit. I was feeling, when I wasn't wearing my glasses, and obviously I wasn't staring at the sun, but when I was just looking around at my surroundings, I was like blinking, like something's off. Like my eyes are having a hard time adjusting.
I barely got a shade darker.
It feels like I'm looking through an Instagram filter. Like my eyes, my brain isn't like recognizing that, I don't know, the shading or whatnot, but it was
still very bright out.
Looking around without my glasses, I was like, I'm having a hard time seeing just because it's weird. It's getting weird.
Are you sure you didn't stare at the...
No, I didn't. But I thought it was going to black out and
the
sky was going to go dark and it was going to look like it was midnight, but that did not happen. I described it as 7:30 p.m. on a summer's day when the sun's just starting to go away.
Hot take. It was kind of boring.
What?
I think I needed to be in the path of totality. I just wasn't there.
I know. I follow people on Instagram that went up to Sugarloaf and it was
dark.
In totality there. It looked so cool, but I don't ski, so I would just up space.
I wish I stayed inside and watched it on WMTW instead of going outside to watch it.
Well, I'm sure you can catch it on their website. You can find the recap.
A shortage of teachers in Maine is expected to be widespread in the next school year. The state expects to have a critical need for teachers in health, special education, computer science, music, social studies, early childhood, art, English as a second. Basically, they need teachers. I could sit here and read you every subject.
Any kind of teacher.
They just need teachers. And the designations mean Maine schools can hire people without a teaching license.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, if they have a bachelor's degree or equivalent work experience, are either enrolled in a teacher training program or have the highest education technician certification and have submitted to a criminal background check. You obviously want to make sure they're not criminals, but they're in desperate need of teachers. So that's your career path. Might have some bargaining there. Get yourself a gig for the next school year. UConn Huskies are champs again. Connecticut won their second consecutive NCAA men's basketball national championship on Monday night, defeating Purdue 75-60. UConn is the first team to win back-to-back titles since Florida did it in 2006 and 2007. I was shocked at how late that game started. I should have known better. It was like a 9:20 tip-off. Maybe Nikki was watching the first half of that game before she decided to come out.
She was busy.
She's like, oh, I'm a big UConn fan. Let's see how they do in the first half. And then at 10:30, I'll come out. Coca-Cola is rolling out superhero-approved cans. On Monday, Coca-Cola revealed Coca-Cola Marvel collaboration, The Heroes, a line of Marvel-themed cans and bottles. And you're going to be able to get like Deadpool, Wolverine, Loki, Elektra, Black Panther, Miss Marvel, Iron Man, the Hulk. They're all going to be featured on different bottles and cans. I feel like Coca-Cola does this often.
I miss when they had the names on.
That was what I was going to get to. It's like they
always look for my name, never find it.
Saw my brain working and I just couldn't. It's just not.
I bet you would easily find your name.
Oh, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan was the easy one. Share a Coke with Ryan. Wasn't it like share a Coke with Ryan or like share?
So
that you would buy and be like, oh my God, it's my friend. Oh, Tara. Let me share a Coke with Tara. Let me make sure I get this for her.
How cute. And I think people are going to go nuts for these Marvel cans.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
And they'll be a collector's item.
One last thing for your 5 things. Google has launched its new Find My Device network on Monday.
Oh.
The service will be available in the United States and Canada. Initially, Find My Device will help users locate lost Android phones and tablets. So basically...
It's kind of crazy that the tablets and phones didn't have this.
I guess,
And they would have to... What's the other one that people use?
An iPhone?
No, it's a tracking device, but it's so high tech that if you're driving, your parents can check where you are and see the speed limit you're going.
There's some cars like
what is that called?
You can actually put in like student driver mode, and it limits the speed limit. It limits the speed limit
in the car. Like you're, yeah. You can't press the gas pedal.
So like, I don't know. It's like different profiles. Oh,
Life 360. My parents had that with my
Life
sister.
Life 360.
Yeah. Because my parents had Androids and my sister had an iPhone and they wanted to track her whereabouts because she was a wild child. So they said, you need to get Life 360 on your phone.
How'd that turn out?
She's fine now.
Okay, all right.
But I didn't have to be on there because I was the golden child.
Life 360?
Yes.
That is five things you need to know. Made how to main by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Naughty, naughty. Morgan Wallen is facing criminal charges after throwing a chair off the roof of a bar in downtown Nashville this weekend.
That's so dangerous.
He was arrested and booked Sunday night on three felony counts of reckless endangerment and one misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. He was later released from jail after posting $15,250 bond. Can't these country singers ever behave? The alleged incident involved a chair that came hurling down six stories to the ground outside of Chief's Bar Sunday night and landed a few feet away from Nashville PD officers who happened to be standing outside.
That's one of those instances where obviously he was drunk and not thinking, I'm going to assume, or he was like in a fit of rage. When you sober up and you think about the facts the next day, like that could have killed someone.
It
could have been much worse.
In a fit of rage because eyewitnesses claimed to police Morgan had laughed afterward.
So was he drunk?
And they actually got a hold of the tape and spotted him throwing the chair, and then that's the security tape, and then that's how they ended up arresting him. He was caught on camera. A little bit of the arrest was caught on camera, and he was seen sitting in the back of a cruiser and apparently yelling in the back of the cruiser. And then his mugshot came out.
It looked like school picture day.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't look drunk in the thing. He just looked like
I thought he looked drunk.
Did he?
I thought so, but I mean, I really can't assume, I guess. I mean, look, I went to college. I've had a lot of dumb guy friends do dumb, dangerous things. But I looked up his age and Morgan Wallen's 30. So he needs to clean it up a little bit. He's in the public eye. That's just dangerous. And what if he killed someone? Seriously.
Get it together, Morgan. Calvin Harris's wife, Vic Hope, admitted she's a big fan of his ex-girlfriend, Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's interesting.
As soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. She said she's a radio personality on the BBC. That's just when I get my little fill. Just a little fill, she said. Just a couple of songs, get out of my system, and then it's done. She candidly made the confession after reading a submitted note from a listener claiming they jam out to all the tunes their partner hates when they are gone. So obviously,
I mean, well, that takes it to a whole new level. If your partner dated a pop star, that's a little different.
I don't know the history, but I'm assuming Taylor Swift has songs about Calvin Harris.
You think so? How long did they date? Over a year.
I don't know. She gets songs about everybody she dated, right? That's just my assumption. Maybe I'm putting a blanket over what I think of Taylor Swift. Incredible performer. She went on stage on time. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
She did 3+ hours and I was in bed way before I was last night.
Well, we had fun.
Gag City. Missy Elliott gonna hit the road with Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland on the Out of This World tour this summer. Just announced this. Elliott said, "This is an incredible time in my life as I am experiencing so many milestone firsts. Being the first female hip-hop artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and now going out on my first headline tour," which is kind of crazy to think about. She's headlining this tour. She's a legend. She's never headlined a tour.
That's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah. Fans have been asking me to tour forever, but I wanted to wait until I felt the time was right because I knew if I was ever going to do it, I had to do it big and I had to do it with family. So get ready to be taken out of this world with me, Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland. Can't wait to share this experience with the fans. General on sale begins this Friday. Pre-sale for the concert starts today, I believe, actually. And if you're looking to get tickets, August 10th, TD Garden, if you want to go see Missy Elliott.
That sounds like a really fun show.
My old college roommate hit me up this morning and said, "Are we going to Missy Elliott together?" And I said, I need to recover from this concert first before I can put any other concerts on my planner.
Did you say I haven't even departed Gag City mentally yet?
Because he would have had no idea.
He'd be like,
what is Gag City? What are you talking about? One of the tracks off Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album is Levi's Jeans. That's featuring Post Malone. Well, last week, Levi's Jeans stock rose 20%. Coincidence? I don't know. Levi Strauss, CEO, said, I would just say that denim is having a moment and that Levi's brand is having a powerful moment around the world. One of the things that really is significant about the Levi's brand and we place a lot of emphasis and investment is making sure that Levi's brand remains in the center of culture. And I don't think there's any better evidence or proof point than having someone like Beyonce, who is a culture shaper, to actually name a song after us. They also say that they've released new denim skirts and non-jean pants that have been selling really well and boosted sales. So that also helps. But
I know the song is called Levi's Jeans, but there is nothing like a pair of Levi's shorts. I'm telling you.
Really?
Once you start wearing Levi's shorts, you can't wear anything else.
I think Levi's, okay, the last time I wore a pair of Levi's, so this could be inaccurate, were like the most uncomfortable jeans I've ever worn.
Why?
They're just so stiff and rugged and just like...
Oh, because you didn't get the 511s, pal.
511s, are they softer and stretchier?
Yeah, they're very stretchy.
Oh, okay, I'll have to check those out. Do they make 511 for dudes?
It is for dudes. That's all Tucker would wear up until recently. I, for Christmas, bought him a pair of, I don't know what they're called, but they're slim. 511s are slim fit with stretch, and I bought him straight leg with no stretch to try it out.
Those are the ones that I think I'm talking
about.
But
he really liked it, and I've been trying to get him to wear non-skinny jeans for years because the slim fit is kind of skinny. I was like, why don't you just wear a straight leg pant? Please! You have gorgeous legs.
I just came around to wearing more fitting pants.
Form-fitting
pants. And now it's going back in the other direction. I have to bust out the baggy jeans.
Yeah, baggy jeans are in.
Oh, man. It always comes back. That's your Dirty Down 30 Made. How to Made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave, Auburn. I could use some sustenance right now.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We have Usher tickets. We're sending you to see Usher in August. 207-807-1104 is the phone number to get in the running for these tickets. The question today is what?
What's normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Normal, 3 p.m., terrifying 3 a.m. 207-807-1104. The answer that you're going to give is?
When a house settles and it makes that cracking, popping sound, I don't hear it during the day, but when I get up to pee at 3 in the morning and it's like, I'm always like, ah, someone's at the door. Like, someone's right behind me, aren't
what
they?
What is that noise?
It's the house settling.
I know you're saying that, but what does that mean?
It's literally the structure. Because like if you build a house, obviously you lay the foundation and you level it out as best you can. But over time, I feel like it may get a little lopsided. And the house is like trying to restructure itself to get back. It's like tilted.
I feel like you're just making this up.
No, I swear. I feel like that's what it is because that's what I was always told. I mean, I don't have the scientific proof, but that's what I was always told, that the house is trying to settle itself back in. And that's why it's creaking and popping. Or maybe my house is about to fall.
No, I feel like that happens in everyone's house.
I hate that sound in the middle of the night.
Or we'll have like the clanking in the pipes of the heat getting turned on. That happens in my building.
Oh, yeah.
If I hear the settling in or the popping and it's late at night, I'm like, okay, well, now I can't sleep until I go look in the room to make sure there's no one there to murder me.
When a house settles, it's due to the weight of your home and gravity shifting in the soil beneath the foundation. It's normal.
It's normal. Mine was going to be a call from a parent.
Oh, no. Yeah, that just like made me nervous.
3 p.m., not a big deal. 3 a.m., what's going on? Who died?
Okay, take it back, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, a landline ringing at 3 a.m. is haunting.
That's true.
That's
too.
A sound you never want to hear.
The question is?
What's normal at 3 p.m., but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
I went to bed at 3 a.m. last night. That's what's terrifying.
That is so terrifying.
because we were in Gag City.
Amanda just texted me and said, I'm dead. And I thought she was going to send me something funny. But no, she's like really struggling because she did not fall asleep after she got home last night.
Oh, I instantly hit the bed and I was out because I'm like, I got 2 hours. I got to be up at 5. Like, we're going
to be up. Got to get up.
Got to go. What time did she have to work today? Is mm-hmm. she at work right now?
She'll probably be there soon.
Oh, she works at WMTW too.
She does.
That's funny.
She's a trooper. Yeah, she's been at work for like 25 minutes, it says.
Hello.
Hey, friends. Good morning.
Good morning, friend. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Bethany, and I'm from Standish.
Bethany and Standish. The question is?
What's normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
A car pulling in your driveway.
Ooh, I just got the shivers thinking about that.
I have a driveway where people, I feel, do U-turns because I live right on a busy route mm-hmm. right by Sebago, and cars pull up and down my driveway all the time, and my dog barks, and it could happen.
Oh, no, the dog barks.
Yeah, but it's terrifying.
I turned around in somebody's driveway once, and literally on their garage as I was pulling in, they had a sign that said, I shoot first and ask questions later, and then there was a gun. I'm like, oh, that you should put that up because that definitely like made me. Well, I still turned around in their driveway, but
as quickly as possible.
Yeah. If I had seen that sign first, I would not have chosen that driveway.
Well, I really hope you sped off quick as you were turning around.
Yeah. Christina from Biddeford. The question is,
what's normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
A knock on the door.
Ooh. What would you do if someone knocked on your door at 3 a.m.? Would you even get out of bed? Because I wouldn't.
I would probably get out of bed, but I definitely wouldn't open the door. I'd probably like creep through the blinds to see who it was.
I wouldn't even want to know. I'd be too scared.
I would obviously go with some sort of weapon, bat.
The baseball bat beside the bed, yeah.
Something, but I would be curious to know who the hell is knocking at my door at 3 a.m.
Just got to get a Ring camera.
I'm trying to think of like a positive thing it could be at 3 a.m.
Maybe someone that escaped and is knocking on your door and they need you to call the police.
Well, that's not positive.
That is positive because they're being rescued.
Oh, okay.
And that'd be sad if you didn't let them in.
I was thinking like it could be like the police being like a relative is dead. Like
oh,
all
that's
these.
Awful.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a good scenario where somebody at 3 a.m. is knocking on your door.
Someone found your cat.
Yeah. That's a great example.
All right. That's good. K-Ron and Biddeford, the question is,
what's normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Anybody with a key to my place walking into my place.
Yeah. But I hope you don't have just hand out your key to your place to anybody.
No, my daughter. But that's the worst person because she's so comfortable she doesn't call before she comes.
Oh, no. So
even at 3 p.m., it's sketchy. But at 3 a.m., I'm asleep and I keep a peach next to me. So I'm like, you have to tell me when you're coming. that could go real wrong.
I know. It could be a very scary situation.
Or you might not be asleep and she could catch you in a compromising situation with somebody.
A lover?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
I think that's why she tends to not do that in the middle of the night.
One time when I was younger, I scared my dad. He was coming up the staircase and I hid behind the corner of the wall and I jumped out and I went, rah! And he almost punched me. And then we had to have a big talk about how you should not on dad and try to scare dad because dad's ready.
Dad's ready at any moment to go and he could have rocked you right then.
He was so mad.
Think about that hospital visit. Do you feel safe in your home?
That would have been awful.
Oh, God. Sandra in South Berwick. The question is,
what's normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Your kid standing over you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's like, it's like a scary movie. It really is. Like, you know, those possessed kids.
Demon child. Yeah.
Yeah, because my kid sleepwalks. And when she's screaming at me, Mom, wake up. They're coming after you. They're going to kill you. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's so scary. Oh, my God. My mom used to be pissed off whenever my sister and I would wake her up. We'd be like, Mom. And she'd always wake up like, get out. What are you doing? Like, she would always wake up ready to fight. It was the craziest thing. Like, she never woke up slowly and peacefully. We'd be like nudging her and be like, Mom. And she'd be like, what are you doing?
What's going on in your house? Your dad stays ready. Your mom stays ready. Everybody's ready to fight.
They are.
She won't even get up for a smoke alarm. So, I mean, when she's up at 3 a.m., I mean, it's something. It's
scary.
It happens.
Do you wake up like that when you're rudely awoken? Do you do the gasp?
No, but that's how I would wake up in school when I would fall asleep and my head would hit the desk.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at High Radio Maine. Who's this?
That's Matt from Presque Isle.
Matt in Presque Isle. The question is?
What is normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, I said 7-Eleven in Biddeford.
Like any 24-hour convenience store?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean...
But specifically for Matt, he's saying the one in Biddeford.
Yeah. Been the first 7-Eleven for sure.
Now I'm Googling the location.
I love, I love the characters at the 7-Eleven.
I used to like to go there, just people watch.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. It's the Cumbies by my house, the same thing, but going there in the middle of the night versus going there in the middle of the day, there's still some characters there in the middle of the day, but they really come out at night.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is not safe, but when I was in high school, one of mine and my friends' favorite things to do in the summertime was to go hang out at the only 24-hour gas station in Scarborough, and we were like friends with the attendant, and he would give us free hot dogs and stuff, and we would just hang out in there until 5 a.m.
You guys are like Jay and Silent Bob, which I know you don't know who that is.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
$15, little man.
See? Matt knows. Are you trying to win these Usher tickets?
You know I am.
All right. Well, we picked your text. You're going. Congratulations, Matt. You're in there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
August, you're heading down to the TD Garden to see Usher. Past, present, and future. He's going to do all the hits. You're going to get to see him laugh.
That's amazing.
What's your favorite Usher song?
Kind of cheesy, but I'd probably have to say, yeah.
That is totally acceptable.
When it comes on the club, it always gets me going.
Isn't it crazy that that song has never died off? Like, even... So it came out, it was crazy big. It was crazy big for my entire childhood and now adult years. Like, the song is not going anywhere.
Nope, it never gets old.
I can't tell you the last gig that I played that I didn't play that song.
I know.
It's almost like a staple for a DJ.
Yeah. All right, congrats again, Matt. Next chance to win these Usher tickets happens this afternoon with B-All, 5 p.m. hour. It's How Are You, Man? Hot Mornings.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
If you could name yourself, what would you have named yourself?
I've actually never thought about that because I feel like my name is pretty unique, but my mom almost named me Callie, like California, C-A-L-I. Mm-hmm. And I have often thought about what if my name was Callie? So maybe I'd go with that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think of like naming yourself something different. My whole life, I've just been Ryan.
You never thought about switching it up? You did get to name yourself.
Changed my last name a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Slightly. DeLon. I guess I have an answer. It's DeLon.
Growing up, I, you know, had kids in the neighborhood that they didn't like their name because it'd be like an 8-year-old named Richard, and they would say like, well, I'm gonna go by my middle name, which is like James or something.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say they were an 8-year-old named Richard, and then kids are mean and would call them Dick in school.
No, I was just trying to think of a more sophisticated name. Like, I feel like that's a sophisticated name.
Yeah,
something like that. They'd be like, I'm AJ, and their name was actually like Alexander James. But they just wrote AJ. I never had a fun nickname or anything because my name is four letters and people can't even pronounce it right half the time.
You know what my least favorite nickname is?
For yourself?
Yes.
What?
Rye Guy. Hate it. Don't call me Rye Guy.
Oh, that's fun though.
No.
It's silly.
Hate it.
Rye Guy.
Rye Guy.
You silly old guy.
I don't like it.
People started to try to call me T in high school and I didn't like that.
I dated a girl once and then like we had broken up and I don't know, it was a while after we got back together. Not back together, but like had saw each other again. And like during that conversation, she referred to me as Rye Guy and I was like, ugh.
Oh God, you got the ick.
I got the ick. Or maybe she was doing that on purpose.
Wait, what was your almost name? Or were you just always going to be Ryan?
Oh, I don't know. I've never had that conversation.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So your almost name was Callie, is what you're saying.
My mom wanted Callie, like California girl. And then my dad wanted Samantha Sue. And she said, we do not live in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So they landed on Tara.
I'm going to go take a nap, but you have to stick around for a little bit. I'll be back at 2 p.m. for the new At 2 mix. Late night for us last night. We were in Gag City at the TD Garden. Favorite moments from the show? Anything you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Her monster verse.
Amazing.
I felt like I was being electrocuted. That's how electrifying it was.
I was so mad because there was like there was an obstruction for my seat during her monster verse.
Are you serious?
I had the perfect view of the entire show, except one of those little phone booths was in my way, so I couldn't see her during the monster verse.
Oh, yeah. Part of the set.
Yeah.
So something else that we didn't talk about and I haven't talked about with you yet. How crazy is it that our seats where we were located, four of the tallest people I have ever seen were stood in front of me. It was literally like 4 6-foot people in a row. And then after our section, it was all shorties. I'm like, are you kidding me? I wanted to swap seats. I was like, my neck is killing me because the whole night I was trying to look in between their shoulder blades. I was struggling.
There was a big couple right in front of us.
Tall. Really tall people. Yeah. Tall barbs. Slay.
But what'd you think? Good show?
It was such a good show. And I also especially liked when she performed High School because that's one of my hidden gem favorites. That's like my go-to anytime I want to play.
I forgot about that song. And then she did it. I go, oh, this was a thing.
I love that song. And also, I'm having really bad regret this morning because I threw away my purse.
That was hilarious.
I threw away my bag to get to Gag City and I'm really regretting it. And of course, I went to go buy another one on the ride home, discontinued. I mean, it was just a $20 purse from Target, but that was like my go-to purse for the last year for all concerts. And I've brought it to every TD Garden concert that I've been to in the last year. And they just randomly changed all the rules. Like, I was that person at the door that was like, I've brought this bag here 6 times. And they said, we don't care.
Not tonight.
And they said, do you want to store it in a locker in the basement? And I go, absolutely not. So I threw it in the garbage.
How much does a locker cost? Do you know?
I didn't want to have to go downstairs after the show and like a mob of people trying to get to the subway and then have to come back up the stairs and like get stampeded on. It was too much.
Well, now so you have to get your own.
In that moment, I said, think fast. I'm throwing it away. So now mama needs a new purse.
One of those security guards said, mama's got a new purse.
I know. Amanda was joking and she was like, what if they, or it was Amanda or Haley, and they were like, what if they actually just thought your purse was wicked cute? They lied and stole it.
Yeah. I got to dispute my charges. I don't trust that Amazon store that we went to. I got
the Amazon Mini Mart robbed us.
Yeah. I got 2 drinks there and it was over $50. And I know
that's not right.
I know they're expensive, but not over $50. No, that's not right.
And you asked the attendant, you said, and how do you know what I purchased? Because you don't, you scan your card to walk into the store. You pick up 2 items and then you just walk out and you're like, I don't really trust this thing. How does it work? And they were like, it's weight and sensors.
Yeah, there's cameras and
my
sensors.
Ass.
Yeah. I got 2 drinks. They definitely weren't $25 each. They were expensive.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way.
I got a water and a beer, and the beer was like $18 and the water was like $11. That does not add up to $50.
A lot going on last night with the energy from the eclipse, the barbs.
No traffic on the way down too. It was
very eerie.
Crazy. Anyways, it was a good time. Shouts to all of our main winners that went.
And whoever won tickets from us, tag us in your stories and send them to us.
Yeah.
At Hot Radio Main.
I got to go through my concert footage. I got some good shots of
that weren't blocked.
Of Monica and Nikki. Monica.
Oh yeah.
Monica pointed at me.
She really did. Normally I'd be like, no, she didn't. I saw it. She was so close and you had your phone out and you were singing all the words and she was very happy about it.
She pointed at me, right?
She did.
I'm not making that up.
So you will always have that memory.
Yeah, I suppose was talking to Ash about Monica and I was like, she pointed at me. You, nobody.
You calm down.
Yeah. Nobody talk ill of Monica.
But he only said that because it was 11:50 p.m. and he was with his children.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have took his children to Gag City.
Gag City? I'm going to need a full recap.
Don't diss Monica and
those girls.
And don't take your children to Gag City, all right?
2 rules you live by.